baranyakira batumbabase turaziguha.
Jean Damascene Renzaho chats with Donny Kamali, the man whose mother Renzaho killed. Renzaho sounds remorseful while reflecting on the events during the 1994 genocide against the Tutsis.
Ariko mu byukuri,
speaking in Kinyarwanda, Renzaho says he was 17 years old when he joined people armed with guns and machetes who stormed a home in the area where Rwanda Patriotic Army soldiers were suspected to be hiding. He says they didn't find any soldiers, but an elderly woman named Lokaldia Mukachibungo came out of the house. Renzaho says, "I killed her." After the Rwanda Patriotic Army managed to seize control, Renzaho fled to Kigali, fearing retribution from the people whose relatives he had helped kill. He finally turned himself in and served 10 years in prison. He was freed in 2004 and began to face genocide survivors. He says it was not easy meeting survivors. He was afraid and says he felt a lot of guilt and fear. Renzaho says he gathered the courage to visit Kamali's home, had killed his mother, and he told Kamali about the event during the genocide. Renzaho says he was surprised to be forgiven, and he felt relieved because the crimes used to haunt him. He says, "Now I feel like a free man." It was not easy for survivors to live with neighbors who once had hunted and killed their loved ones. But after the genocide, unity and reconciliation initiatives were strengthened. And a few years ago, when Renzaho was baptized in a church, Donny Kamali became his godfather. Kamali says it took him a long while to recover. He can't erase what happened from his memory, but says they have accepted that they will move along with the perpetrators for the sake of unity and reconciliation. Kamal says nursing a grudge would not lead him anywhere or resurrect his dead. Now he says they help each other in affirming and invite each other to ceremonies. Rwandan President Paul Kagame, who has led the country since the genocide ended, has said that unity and reconciliation are the only way the country can develop. Before they put down their weapons, the genocidaries, who were from the Hutu ethnic group, had killed more than 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus. Today, at the genocide memorial in Kigali, a flame of remembrance has been lit and will burn for 100 days, the number of days of the killing. This year's theme is Remember, Unite and Renew. Eugene Wimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.